Ah, the 1880s, an era that would make most modern doctors dry heave in terror. Lacking the oh-so-refined practices we enjoy today, the radical procedures of these times make the Red Wedding from Game of Thrones seem like a Disney movie. Let's delve into the laughably horrifying medical marvels of that oh-so-feisty time. Shall we? Bloodletting. Bloodletting was like the Starbucks of the 1880s, omnipresent and ludicrously overrated. Got a cold? Let's drain your blood. Stubbed your toe? Here come the leeches. What could possibly go wrong? Right? Unsurprisingly, lo and behold, drained patients were typically left feeble and just as sick as before. If not worse. Shocker. Lobotomies. Juxtaposed with the trendy latte equivalent of bloodletting, lobotomies in the 1880s were like the underground indie band, gaining horrifying mainstream popularity by mid-20th century. It's amazing how efficient a little brain scrambling could seem when aimed at solving mental problems, only to leave the patient emotionally and cognitively bludgeoned. But hey, who needs functional brain cells anyway? Tonsil extraction extraordinaire. Avoiding anesthesia was the cool kid's thing to do while getting tonsils out in the 1880s. Who knew that enduring unimaginable pain could be so exciting? It's absolutely heartwarming how nowadays we deprive ourselves of such masochistic fun with the unnecessary comforts of anesthesia. Radium, the miracle worker. Drink this glowy water. Put on this bright lipstick. Only later will we bombard you with the minor detail of radioactive poisoning. Radium, the supposed miracle cure of the past, proved a solid foundation to the medical adage. What doesn't kill you, makes you freakishly ill. Electroshock jamboree. Enter electroconvulsive therapy, where a jolly good seizure is induced for your mental betterment. The 19th century rendition of this treatment was as subtle as a demolition derby. Sans any semblance of modern safeguarding. After all, precision was so passé back then. Mercury madness. Imagine an era where brushing your ailments with a touch of mercury didn't set off alarm bells. Picturing a Medusa-style skin condition yet? A peak 80s trend. These mercury-laced treatments left more than just fashion victims. Straight jackets, the new black. Medieval torture devices were passé, bringing in the newer, more refined restraint procedures, such as fashionable straight jackets and restraints. Because why address mental health issues when you can just wrap them up and shove them in a corner? Ear nails. Among the creative madness that was 19th century medicine, ear nails take the cake. Cure hearing loss with a nail in the ear? Genius. Fortunately, this macabre, do-it-yourself Pinterest board challenge was eventually abandoned. In conclusion, the medical arena of the 1880s was an era of hilarious horror, combining the ingenuity of a three-year-old with the morality of a James Bond villain. Today, we must pay homage to these time-tested follies, for they paved the way for the much less horrific, relatively sane, and considerably painless medical practices of the present day. So here's to no longer needing a joke book on the operation table.